level of preparedness? Anything change after you clinch going into a game like tonight?
Nope. Status quo, trying to get ready for the playoffs, trying to get our game so we're playing our best hockey at the end of the year.
Second place mean anything to this organization now? Is that the next goal to tick on the boxes?
I don't think we've looked at any of that at all this year. I think we're just focused on the Boston Bruins tonight. You know, want to play well. They're a quality opponent. I think they're fighting to try to win their division. You know, it's gonna be a tough game. So I think all of our eggs are in that basket tonight.
Like you said at the beginning of the homestand, that you kind of saw these opponents as getting slowly better and better as the homestand went on. As you look back, obviously the team's a perfect 5-5 so far, but what's kind of stood out to you the most over the course of the homestand?
Well, they've been all similar games, heavy games, playoff type games, swings back and forth, the pendulum goes both ways, and I think our group's stuck with it. Hasn't gotten, too excited with a 2-goal lead or two down if, being down 2 goals. So it's been good for the most part. Had to win a few in overtime, but this time of year, they're going to be close games, so you got to find a way to win those.
The personal side with 65 assists and challenging maybe for the league lead in that department and getting close to a franchise record. Do you relish that opportunity to be a playmaker on this team? And do those numbers reflect that?
Well, it's kind of my role. Playing with Scheif and Casey, those guys can put the puck in the net seemingly at will at times. And with our power play, we can't all shoot it. So I think it's been something that I've grown in my game. Something that's probably comes more natural to me than scoring goals. So I think chemistry wise, it's been a great fit. Playing with guys that can score.
You've always talked about the collective, but individually, you have to make up great efforts individually to have a good collective. Is that part of that as well when it comes to assists for you and those points?
I think those things come with playing the right way. I think our line tries to play a 200-foot game every night. You want to be on the positive side of the spectrum. If you do that, we feel like we have a good chance to win games. The points come and go. So you want to have impact on games. That's it's part of my job. But I don't get any less sleep at night one way or the other.